What up, world? Welcome to Africa Very Special. ABS keeps you locked in to the best sounds from in and around Africa for a whole hour. So you're going to be listening to stuff from East Africa, West Africa, North Africa, okay. South Africa, whatever part of Africa you're from, we got a sound for you. Hey, tune in. So keep it locked to AVS and make sure you don't touch it, cause if you do, where you going? Where you going? It's about to be a vibe.
Go. I keep it turned to Africa Very Special. Tune in.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to AVS, and of course it is your one stop for quality music, sound, and all the news in the sub-Saharan African continent. Let's kick start with the fact that a very, very long time ago, or maybe not a very long time ago, but a long time ago, the show kick-started, and it happened here, and of course it was AVS, Africa Very Special. We brought to you 13 different amazing melodies from different parts of the world, and of course we're still doing it today. But guess what? This happens to be the last stop for this particular season, as AVS will be wrapping things up and nipping things on the butt until we see you in another season. Of course, you know, I am your one and only host with the most, Rashina. And I've got you locked on all the beautiful sounds here, conversations and everything in between. If you stick around, there's What's Up Continent coming through. We'll be finding out what really happened in the past 2 weeks. And of course, a sound check where we get to check all the sounds, you know, pretty much for some of the regions in the continent. And then we move on to have conversations on culture, vulture, and AVS pit stop alike. Don't go anywhere, and of course we'll be right back. Like they say in Yoruba, Amapadawa, don't touch that dial. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
What's Up Continent?
Burna Boy wins 63rd Grammy Award.
Dua Savage delivers mind-blowing performance on SNL.
If it's happening, then we're right in the middle of it. People, stories, you name it, it's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
On Africa Very Special.
Powered by Pop Central TV.
It is What's Up Continent, and of course we are asking the continent, what's up, what's going on, kilo's up, what's going on? But of course, we are starting with the fact that Burna Boy has teamed up with the amazing, almighty Don Jazzy. I mean, we've all been seeing pictures in the studio with Don Jazzy and Burna Boy, where they're just like, you know, and things like that. And you of course know that's not for nothing. Something's definitely cooking. And one thing they cook, done. And that's what we're talking about today. It is Question. Now, this happens to be the second single, hit single of Burna Boy this year, since he bagged his Grammy, you know, award, something that, you know, a lot of people have not been able to, you know, bag, but he has it. A song produced, master produced actually, by Don Jazzy, the superstar producer himself and prodigy talent maker. And for me, what really stands out about this particular song is the visuals. The visuals are very, you know, they're very organic. I feel like, you know, you could say, oh, you know, they took some cameras over there and you just make the kids, you know, get friendly with Burna Boy. But really, you can't dispute that Burna Boy really has that really, you know, nice homemade energy. You know, it feels like he belongs there. You know, the kids were not like, who's this, you know, weird guy trying to really, you know, buy biscuits and just make a video. You know, they were really into it. And I felt like that's, you know, what, you know, the conversation in Africa is about. Sometimes when you go home, you get to reminisce. So, I mean, I love the perspective. I love how the nuance really sits in what's happening right now. If you even take a look at Twice as Tall, you know, it also is an album that really pays homage to what's happening, what's been happening, and what's to come, you know? So it's sort of like a diary of everything that Nigeria is going through. And I think that's why it's critically acclaimed, and of course it bagged a Grammy. So this comes after Chuck Stick produced song, which is Kilometer. The song actually has to be a banger as well. And this particular one is also a banger. It's already, you know, getting a lot of streaming numbers from different streaming platforms. So you better go check it out.
It's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
Kenyan artist Casey Orp, as he's popularly known, Casey Pluto, has lended his voice to the iconic masterpiece Donda, a two-year project actually that has spanned for a long time, produced by Kanye West himself. It features eccentric and amazing performers from all over the spectrum of music making here in the world. If you are on a Donda project, or you are on any project that happens to feel like Donda, then you're blessed. Donda was, I would call it, separate fortnights, you know, 2 weeks and a half, right? It was a performance that literally had fans of Kanye, watching him go to the toilet, cut his hair, having dialogue with his homies, you know, levitating from the floor. I mean, come on, what didn't happen on Donda? Even hell, they gave birth to a lamb on Donda. Everything happened on Donda. Now, this is really big for KC because, first off, he's been working for this 2 years now. He's been working with the Genius. And what comes after this is the fact that he actually features on Title 16, you know, one of the many mainstream verses or mainstream subtitles on the track. He's actually signed to Kanye West label. And this, you know, of course, is major. Yeezy SND is the name of Kanye's, you know, record label, in case you didn't know that. And if you already don't know, he's been able to work with, you know, the likes of Jay-Z and, of course, you know, Black Canon and all the other greats, you know, in the black entertainment industry, bringing together black creatives and, of course, making quality music. This is an amazing, amazing fit for Africa. And of course, it's another way for us to pretty much inject Afrobeats and any other type of African sound into the Sonic universe. I'm so proud of this, and this is an iconic moment. So big ups to KC, and of course, congratulations to Kenya for putting this one together.
It's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
Now, of course, a 17-track album, Apollo, produced by YBNL CEO Olamide, and of course, recording artist, is a phenomenon. This is one of those masterpieces that I absolutely love from the era of Fireboy, DML, you know, when the wave of the new sound started popping up, and Fireboy happening to be one of the major frontiers carrying, you know, the music with him and the narrative that is changing rapidly. I love it because of the fact that every song actually was a hit, to be honest. From, you know, New York City Girl to, you know, Tattoo. Tattoo had to be one of the most emotive performances I've ever seen, you know, from an artist. It was the lyrics were rich, you know, the melody was on point, and of course the storytelling was impeccable. 100 across the board. Now, of course, Fireboy has decided to put out a documentary that we are going to be featuring here on the lineup and editorial. You guys can check out the creative process, how it all came to begin, from, you know, just recording inside the studio in Isaleko to now being on, you know, Jimmy Fallon and Saturday Night Live. That's crazy, or even on AVS. I mean, that's top shit right there. Don't forget, if you want to let me know what's happening, you can hit me up at This Is Pop Central, or you can tag me, Rashina from Accounting. We'll be right back.
It's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
But I'm obsessed with, I want that myself, and I will not rest, I will not die until I achieve that.
I didn't know, I just wanted to record a song that uplifts me and hopefully other people, you know. I just wanted a song that just, you know, brings out that braggadocio about, you know, what you want to do and what you want to achieve. And that's what I did with Champion, Lifestyle, a couple of other songs in Apollo. I didn't know shit. I just wanted to make music. And I was feeling some type of way, so I needed something to uplift me. Yeah. It just felt right, you know. There's no timetable or protocol when it comes to music, like I always say. Man, when time don't reach, you know. Fuck what anyone says. Oh, it's too early, LTG is still banging, you have a classic album, why this one? Conventional shit doesn't make history, there's nothing iconic about conventional stuff, so it was time for another album, and I made another album. It's as simple as it is.
And the award goes to Apollo, Fireboy DML.
Yo, can't believe Tattoo really went that far. I mean, it was literally like a joke, and we argued a lot about that song, about how good it was or how bad it was, but it's crazy, you know, because I feel like that's like one of the most simplest songs we ever made. I think we made it under like 3 hours or something, but yeah, it's shocking and all that.
I go crazy, when I hear the sound.
So Sound is that song that was supposed to make LTG, but it was way ahead of its time. It was too deep for the kind of vibe that LTG was. LTG was that dreamy young kid, living life, meeting women, falling in love with those women. So Sound didn't really fit into that perspective. So we just felt maybe next project, and you know, we made it to the Apollo. So yeah, it was a very beautiful song. And last special song is Go Away. That's one very special song that a lot of people endear themselves to. And because Taipei, that was a very special moment because we recorded Go Away with alongside other songs like Tattoo, Airplane Mode. It was that same time frame, and that 1 week was a special week, fam. Go Away is just basically a song about how I felt something for someone that I had no business feeling for that person. Like, you know when you like someone but you're not supposed to like that person. So like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why do you like this babe? Like, it just didn't feel right. And it was a very unique experience for me. So I felt, why not? Why not think about this? But the most special song to me on this project is Remember Me. Funny enough, the song is about death, but more importantly, it's about life, about living life, making sure that whatever you achieve in life is worth talking about. And it's the only song on the album that I recorded, and after recording that I actually felt something heavy, man. Like, you wrote this song, how do I go to you bad. Like, you really wrote something, and of course, it was slept on, of course, because people sleep on those kind of songs. But I feel like years from now, people really understand how heavy that song really weighs. That song describes my love for a legacy, my obsession with legacy. I want, when I Google people like King Sonny Ade, Fela, Michael Jackson, and then I check their the discography, and I see 55 albums, this one, be like, that's what I want. Like, I want people to like Google my name and be like, what about you, Konny Gong? That kind of stuff. That's what I want for myself. So apart from people talking about me, like, he was a good person, it was it was nice to me, I want people to say, he had this so albums, and 5 out of these albums saved my life, this guy's music saved my life, that kind of shit. That's what I'm obsessed with. I want that for myself. And I will not rest. I will not die until I achieve that.
Let me hear you holler.
Let me hear you holler.
Whether it's top East, West Africa, or North, Soundcheck has got you covered on all the biggest tracks from Africa.
Very special.
All right, welcome to Soundcheck, and of course, it's time for us to check all the sounds here in the Sub-Saharan region. Now, we won't be only taking from two continents today. So, it's really unfortunate to our East African viewers and North African viewers, but don't worry, we got you from South and West. Right, we are kickstarting the conversation in West Africa with King Promise featuring Heady One, a song titled Ring My Line. I love this song so much, and it has garnered over 789,000 views so far on YouTube, and already is the streaming champion on, of course, African streaming platforms here in Nigeria. We're talking about none other than Boomplay and Audiomack. Now we'll check it out when we come back. It is still West Africa, and we are still journeying through the thousands of sounds that we have here. We'll be right back. Enjoy.
Soundcheck has got you covered.
No be money, no call me. If you never the money, don't call me. If you no be money, no call me. But if it is ring, ring, make it ring my line. Hey, they say I change. Cause me a day my lane. Take that bad energy, come out my face.
Take that bad energy, come out my face.
Them vex, they say I change. Then they expect, say I go be the same boy. Why you they pain? You say I know they need you no more. Them matter be say, if you no be money, no call me. If you ain't about the money, don't call me. If you no no be money, no call me. But if it is ring, ring, make you ring my line. If you no be money, no call me. If ain't about the money, don't call me. If you no be money, no call me. But if it is ring, ring, make you ring my line. Hey, they say I change, hey, cause I did my lane. Take that bad energy, come out my face.
Take that bad energy, come out my face.
Them vex, they say I change. Then they expect, say I go be the same boy. All on that night, all on that night.
They don't wanna take me in, they labeled me a rebel. Motivate myself in the mirror, trying on my necklace. Put this mortgage on my chest, this cut could have been a sentence. Put this mortgage on my kettle, could be cooking in the kettle. Got this cute one, she got freckles. Sexy bitches hit me up, I ain't replying to their message. Eating dinner with a city view, everything expensive. Fresh vanilla cereal, contaminate my beverage. Rely on people never. They had me in my soul, feeling sentimental one. Outside, I man, they weren't expecting us. Niggas let me come home and let me level up. Niggas turn treacherous, now they upset with us. Music and road, it's hard to keep them both separate. All the times I couldn't hit that lab, I had to hit the street with pebbles.
If you no be money, no call me. If ain't about the money, don't call me. If you no be money, no call me. But if it is ring, ring, make you ring my line. If you no be money, no call me. If ain't about the money, don't call me. If you know me money, no call me. But if it is ring, ring, make you ring my line. They say I change, cause I did my lane. Nigga, bad energy, come on my way.
Let me hear you holler.
We bring you back home, and of course, we are featuring Iris Starr on Soundcheck today. It is West Africa, and this is the highlight for me. We're checking out Bloody Samaritan, a song that has, you know, pretty much gone on to be radio fave in every, car that you're in right now. It's pretty much a song that everybody wants to listen to. I love the song because it's an anthem to, the Gen Z generation, the generation of Zoomers. And actually has a song that actually spotlights them and calls it the Gen Z anthem. It's so sonically pleasing. This is a new, fresh era for Iris Starr. She's changing the game. And of course, Mighty and Dangerous, the album that actually houses this particular single, is a phenomenon. We're going to check this one out. It's the official visual for Bloody Samaritan by Iris Starr. We'll be right back. Maybe Star Girl. Let's check it out. Enjoy.
Soundcheck has got you covered.
London.
I'm feeling vibes on vibes. I'm a ticking dynamite. I blow your candle lights. You know I'm just that type. No, them no fi kill my vibe. Them no fi kill my vibe. Them no fi kill. Them no fi kill. Them no fi kill my. Wise man said, follow the stars. Yeah, you shall find a piece of advice. If you hit your enemies, enemies shine. If you're not a friend of me, enter the light. Cause you can never kill my vibe. Cause yeah, with no sacrifices. Everything was taken, still had to make it. Vibe killer, me I no go take shit. Vibe killer, bloody somebody time. Protect my energy from your bad aura. Let my pastor say, I be my healer. Everything I desire, I go to see. My rhythm flow like a river. If you get yawa, come on go and sit down. I go just para, come up my jigger. I go just there, follow my dream. I'm feeling vibes on vibes. I'm a ticking dynamite. I blow your candle light. You know I'm just that type. No, them no fi kill my vibe. Them no fi kill my vibe. You no fi kill, you no fi kill. You no fi kill my vibe. I see you watching my stories. I see you gauging my lifestyle. I see you watching my movements. This bad bitch bad every day. I know they look on your face. Bad man bad every day. Get on your knees and pray. Till you regain your faith. Five killer, bloody Samaritan. Protect my energy from your bad aura. Let my pastor say, I be my healer. Everything I desire, you know I'm just that type. No, them no fi kill
in West Africa, we are now going to Ghana, where we will be checking out Uche B featuring Kwesi Arthur, and the name of the song is Ghetto Vigilante. Now, of course, if you do know Kwesi Arthur, he's part of the major frontiers of, you know, music making in Ghana. And, you know, ever since his debut on, you know, song and collaboration with a certain African artist, rap star, in the early years of 2021, which is not so far away, he's gone on to be a pop star, and of course, he's been releasing amazing jab. Now, I'm spotlighting this, but he's not the owner of the song. Uche B happens to be the owner. Only came out a few days ago, and of course has garnered above 63k streams so far on YouTube. Let's check it out. This is Ghetto Vigilante. We'll be right back. Enjoy.
Soundcheck has got you covered.
Abandoned, the risk I'm on take, I keep it 100 for the culture. We dey maintain for the culture. For my man dem, every day I fight for my man dem. For the culture, we dey maintain for the culture. I pray that Jesus prosper. If you be silly, then I'm on that. Tell me what's the way I know fi do. I bought for the vultures. We be on a mission every day now. Christ, more time, we go change like this all now. Run into the city like Hussein. If you not right for your last name, then go piss on now. A better life I dey search for. So many people try me no respond. My hands tight, ever press on. Tell every young killie forget you. Ghetto vigilante, free my country. Streets abandoned, the risk I'm on take. I keep it 100 for the culture. We dey maintain for the culture. For my man dem, every day I fight for my man dem. For the culture, we dey maintain for the culture. Ghetto vigilante, free my country. Streets abandoned, the risk I'm on take. I keep it 100 for the culture. We dey maintain for the culture. For my man dem, every day I fight for my man dem. For the culture, we dey maintain for the culture.
Yes, we are now in South Africa, and of course, we are kickstarting the conversation with a DJ, DJ Kama World, who is featured of Gemini Major, 25k, and Lucas Grab on this single called From the Dirt. We check it out, and of course, it recently just came out as a popular song in SA, and I think it's, you know, club, city, and DJ's favor. We check it out. Enjoy, we'll be right back.
Soundcheck has got you covered.
Keep my niggas on the right side. I know them niggas for a long time. You niggas saw that outfit. Yeah, mistake me for the wrong type. I been putting work, I get no sleep. I came from the dirt, you don't know me. Old friends acting like my police. Young niggas acting like my OGs. I keep my niggas on the right side. I know them niggas for a long time. You niggas saw that outfit. I've been putting work, I get no sleep. I came from the dirt, you don't know me. Old friends acting like the police. Young niggas acting like my old.
I told my homies not to switch and play these days down. I know the ops keep trying to reach me from the same town. The ghetto gave me so much drama, I should lay down. Remember 2015 selling James Brown. Back to back and Allen Jaga ripped our way back. Remember back when we was broke, we used to hate that. Richard Mavo throw confettis at the graveyard. Damn bro, now you left us with some cold hearts. Hell and Jaga never stop, I was not gara risa top. I was not busy roba taba, I'm for Elo Samaka. When I'm alone, get on a tata, homicide the hog and tacha. Old friends undercover, if I'm with him, that's my brother.
I keep my niggas on the right side. I know them niggas for a long time. You niggas saw that outfit. Yeah, mistake me for the wrong type. I been putting work, I get no sleep. I came from the dirt, you don't know me.
me. Old friends acting like the police. Young niggas acting like my OG.
Got in the city and made them sit down. Out of class clown, got a big smile that's grilled out. If I was you, I would have a big frown. A nigga dripped out and his neck looking like kiss now. I'm way too focused, I treat this dude like my office. I trust it deep in the process. These niggas lost in the sauces, I swear. How a nigga made something from nothing up here? I toughened up for my fears. You niggas drowning your tears. Too deep in my bag to be thinking that shallow. But I've been on my grind, I've been chasing that cheddar. Yeah, pockets getting fatter, let's talk where it matters. I kept my head up, got my bread up, and now I'm that nigga. I keep my
niggas on the right side. I know them niggas for a long time. You niggas sold out outfit. Yeah, mistake me for the long time. I been putting work, I get no sleep. I came from the dirt, you don't know me. Old friends acting like the police. Young niggas acting like my OGs. I keep my niggas on the right side. I know them niggas for a long time. You niggas sold out outfit. Yeah, mistake me for the wrong type. I been putting work, I get no sleep. I came from the dirt, you don't know me. Old friends acting like the police. Young niggas acting like my OGs.
South Africa, and of course you expect nonetheless that we always show love to our Amapiano jams, and this one is Ayaya featuring RJ the DJ and Maparajas, two Sonic Amapiano geniuses who've been putting out amazing content when it comes to Amapiano music in South Africa. Now of course we're taking a trip to Joburg. We're listening to this song. It's definitely a DJ's favorite in, you know, parts of the city like Cape Town, Joburg and the rest. And of course Queen City, because what is Amapiano without Queen City? We'll check it out when we come back. It is still Soundcheck and we are right now in South Africa. Don't go anywhere, we'll be right back. I know how to treat my sports and viewers and audience who watch the show with loyalty. And of course, we reverence and honor to everybody who's taking the time to watch the show any segment at all, I'm giving you guys a bonus Amapiano song to treat you guys out of soundcheck. Now, of course, this one is by Junior Tyrus featuring Suman Solo, and this is titled Top 7. It's an Amapiano jam with a visualizer, nothing too much, nothing too crazy. And then just enjoy yourself and just vibe to Amapiano. It's a great way to end the conversation. And of course, thank you so much for doing this with me. This is officially the last sound check for the season. Don't forget, if you want me to check out more sound, I feel like there might be an extension of AVS, maybe like a podcast, you know, maybe not visual, but I might just have conversations with, you know, more of your favorite artists, you know, moving forward, making something into like a sequel. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on Soundcheck. Till we see you another time, another season where there's more sounds to be checking and bigger and better. On that note, have a great day and see you guys next season. Bye.
Soundcheck has got you covered.
Moussa, 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 gonga basa, gonga basa, mna, di kwele gawen, and di kwele gawen, di kwele gawen, di kwele gawen, when only top seven in lame, top seven in lame, top seven in lame, ah, ay, 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 ay,
Vulture discovering Africa.
An Africa very special.
Welcome to Culture Vulture, and of course this speaks to everybody who listened to the name itself. It means that we are consuming culture. And of course today we are centering the conversation on our very own Tommy Owoh, a bright and shining star, and of course a force to reckon with sonically and creatively. And of course I'm so glad to present to you Through the Never, a song or a sample song taken by one of the biggest hit electric, you know, dance or, you know, music making group, Metallica, and of course she nailed it. Now, Through the Never is available on all streaming platforms, but first of all, let's talk about the artistry of Tommy Owoh. One of the many things I love about, you know, this particular artist is how she's, you know, being able to use her music to, you know, resonate emotively with different, you know, kinds and, you know, bunch of audiences across the world. Tommy Owoh is an amazing jazz, R&B, and of course, Afro pop singer. She, of course, has diverse
you know, knowledge in music making. And of course, she's been able to tap into all the subgenres here in the continent. And I think it's so inspiring to the point where, you know, Metallica actually asked her, you know, to be a part of the project that they will be working on in the nearest future. Now, it's not been confirmed yet, but of course, that's a conversation that already has happened. Metallica actually reached out to Tomi Owa to say that, you know, if this actually goes on, you know, really well, if this, you know, this particular sampling song gets a lot of love, she just might be featured on the live performance and the live concert, you know, somewhere in the UK, right? And of course, you find out on, you know, ABS Spits Up when we talk about, you know, her music. But first of all, let's check out Beautiful, and of course, let's check out this other song, which is Through the Never, an amazing, amazing cover that I think you definitely should go check out. Don't forget, this actually is a little teaser of something you'll be hearing in the future, but this happens to be one of the biggest groundbreaking moments for artists like her in this generation. So we'll check it out when we come back. It is still Culture Vulture, and of course, we'll be right back.
Check this out.
Time, space, never ending. Stirring thoughts, questions pending. Limitations of human understanding. Yeah. Too quick to criticize, obligations to survive.
Put on a show, you're no one's rival. You are the shepherd and they are the fool. But where do you go when nobody's home? And who do you call when it gets cold? Maybe it's a sign that the stars aren't aligned. Yeah, there's something in the air that's calling out to you.
Calling, 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 yeah.
Welcome to AVS Pit Stop. I'm today, I'm of course sitting with the most talented person in the world. No, I mean, come on, I can be like that. And yeah, I feel like, you know, it's my reality. Yeah. All right, so welcome to AVS Pit Stop. Today we're having, conversations with the multi-talented and beautiful originalist, vocalist, melodious, lush. I don't know, I mean, what other words are, you know, synonymous to beauty? All the words, and of course, vocally enriched. I'm speaking about none other than Tomi Owo herself. She's sitting here in the flesh with her amazing smile. Dude, you smell like one of those celebrities that, you know, they don't need to like pose, they just go like, you know, and they just keep taking pictures. And you just like,
interesting,
you know.
Interesting. That was a lovely intro. Thank you for having me.
Sound guy, can I get popcorn? All right. So, welcome to the show. This is AVS Pit Stop. And of course, this is Africa Very Special, the show where we talk about the sound and music and news, you know, generally in Sub-Saharan African continent. Now, of course, you bring a major conversation to what's going on right now in terms of, you know, representing as a frontier in African music and where it's going generally. You know, there's Afro beats, there's Afro fusion, there's Afro everything. And you do, you know, I would say, you know, you do a bunch of genre, subgenres, you know, in between jazz, you know, everything in between. And you have this amazing song, you know, Through the Never, and you also have this amazing song, Beautiful, that I think is completely phenomenal. Just speak to me how it feels to be part of that phenomenon that's changing the narrative of music here in Africa.
It feels amazing. I feel very blessed.
Right.
You know, this is a product of me stepping out of my comfort zone, mm-hmm. and following my dreams, leading with my dreams, and ensuring that I leave, you know, something of substance in the world, you know, with everything I make. I love music, I love to sing, I love to create art. I'm an all-round creative. So, you know, this is my home. And yes, thank you. Beautiful is a single I released in 2020, and it has been such a blessing because it has created so much awareness about my sound, about kind of music that I make. Beautiful also has a remix EP, which is, you know, which speaks to the genre as you talked about. Mm-hmm. Music to me is very free. I like to be free and unafraid and just follow the feeling, mm-hmm. the feeling I'm trying to pass to.
It's like a dog running in the park.
Yes, like, you know, yes, just free under the mm-hmm. rain, you know, in the sun. That's how it is for me.
Yeah.
And with Beautiful, I was able to provide, you know, like lots of genres, you know, just kind of play around with it for the people.
You know, what would you say your core is when it comes to music? I mean, personally, when I listen to your music, I got a lot of like in your emotions. So, what would you say your core is when it comes to music, representing, you know, sound in general? What does your sound represent?
When I write, when I create music, it comes from a very organic place. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm one person, you are one person, and we have different, as much as we are the same, we are very different.
Mm-hmm.
And I write from all of the special things that make me,
mm-hmm.
my experiences, my observations, you know, the way I grew up, the things that I consumed, the media I consumed, the way that I'm wired.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I usually try to stay true to all of those things, because that's what makes you an artist.
Mm.
You know, that's what makes you the creative that you are. So yes, I try
it's
to.
So profound. I feel like, I know it's long, but I think I'm gonna have that on shirt.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah. And then cool. we can turn it to an NFT or something. But that's quite interesting. I mean, it's not even short of what you said. It's really important that as a creative, you're, you know, organic and authentic, and, you know,
yes.
we can relate to, you know, the true you, like
yes.
you said.
Yes.
So also let's talk about your discography in general, and let's also talk about inspiration. I know that you said that you referenced your mom, or several, you know, conversations have referenced your mom as a big impact in your music as well. Is there anything you'd like to share about that?
I love mothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mothers are a blessing. When I started this journey as a full-time musician, one of the encouraging factors was the support of my mom. My mom is a single mom, you know, we grew up with her for most of our lives. When I decided to begin to make music full time. We had some space behind the house, so she kind of cleared out the space and built a studio, like a bungalow set up. You know, we put the studio together because she knew that, okay, my kids are really serious about making music, so I want to give them as much as I can to enable that process. My junior brother is a producer. He's an amazing producer. He's part of a duo.
He's producing you as well?
Yeah, he produced my first EP, Pieces.
Damn.
Yes, yes.
And that one was fire, Pieces. That's the one where I asked you. I think you have the song itself, Pieces.
Yes.
And I think you have a bunch of other songs on there as well.
On the EP, exactly.
That one was really fine. Great work. All right, so your mom pretty much, you know, did all of these things for you, so she definitely had your back.
Yes.
You know, when it came to music again, I think that's one of the major impact, right?
Yes, I mean, and she herself is a powerhouse. She did a lot of music when she was growing up. She has a lot of experience in the field, so it was just natural for her to support her kid to make it go to that time.
So an extension to that question would be, what do you think the role of parental backup would be when it comes to trying to pursue career in music?
It's a make or break, I feel. Sometimes some artists are able to go beyond nose, you know, are able to go past the nose and follow their dreams and lead with their dreams and get the music out and get it done. But some people are not able to. Some people succumb and are like, okay, I don't have the support of my parents, so I'm sorry, that's the end of that. So parental support is really, really important. It's like the first stepping stone, especially in a very family-oriented society.
True, like we have.
Once your parents are in support of something you are really passionate about, it's like, that's a load of, okay, now I can focus on the real issues of, you know, navigating this space and making a success out of this thing that I've chosen to do. So I would say, you know, parents, our dear parents, parents always want to be realistic and want the best for you, but at the same time, they have to kind of listen more,
A lot more receptive.
Yes, as much as possible. Kudos to all the parents who do that.
All right, so we're going to ask, final words. It's been great having a chat here with Tomi Awa. Don't forget, if you want to be a part of this, you can find her on socials. What's your socials? I mean, we'll display it here, of course, but you can find her anyways. And of course, ABS this Saturday and every other day during the week. And definitely head on to our socials at This Is Pop Syndrome. I know that you're talking about, live performances, and you're working on a project that's coming real soon. Hopefully we're going to be able to talk to you about it when it actually comes out. Definitely. But give us a sneak peek exclusive. What are we going to be seeing about Tomi Awa? Is this, an extension of the brand, or is this something fresh and new? Or, give us something.
Yeah. My next project is going to be lip sealed, but it's going to be something very mind blowing. Very mind blowing.
She said it here.
Very mind blowing.
If you want this clip, you can head on to our OnlyFans.
Yes, and I'm not saying that because it's me. I'm saying that because of the people who have worked on it with me. I'm saying that because of my fans who have stood with me, who are very dedicated and who are waiting, who have been waiting.
I'm still waiting for my follow back. Yes.
Yeah. Oh shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot, I will rectify immediately.
All right.
And then, also because of the parts that I've put into this project. So it's going to be really special.
All right, amazing. Tomi Awa here on ABS Pit Stop. Don't forget to stream Through the Never, and also don't forget to stream Pieces, and don't forget to stream Beautiful as well. Is there any other project that you would like to plug on here?
Yes, Through the Never.
Yeah, Through the Never, actually. Yeah. I've been referencing that because it's mind-blowing. I mean, it's fantastic. I love it. You can catch it on YouTube. You have a visualizer on YouTube, and of course, if all goes well, which of course it will, we'll be seeing our very own Tomi Awa live, performing live at Metal, right?
Yes, that's a dream.
Possibly, that's a dream.
On a Metallica stage.
Yep. All right, time to wrap it up here on ABS Pit Stop. We'll see you in another time here. Africa's very special, signing out.
If it's on the watch list, then you should be listening. Album Watch, handpicked by us for you. Another.
banda. I'm in love with plenty women.
Very special.
It is time for Album Watch, and today we are watching the album, or would I say EP, of Zemir. He's titled this one Flower Boy 4000. Just like Gok times 2000, if you know what I mean. But yeah, Flower Boy 4000 is a compilation, I think a 7-track compilation EP that features D&D section and a bunch of other amazing musical acts. Now, of course, we're going to be centering the conversation on two singles from this particular album. I would call it EP, actually. First, we're checking out a song with D&D section. He's featured D&D section. This one is titled AI Version, and I think it slaps and it taps, and you guys should definitely go check it out. It's a rap. It is named after a successful NBA basketballer, 11 title actually. And of course, they bragged about popping their shit, which means the rappers who are on their way to the top, and of course, they're ready to take the industry by storm. I particularly love the fact that this is the intro of the EP, and it sets the tone for what's coming next. I'm so excited. Let's check it out. We'll be right back. Still Album Watch. And of course, this is Africa Very Special. Enjoy.
Album Watch. Drop it.
I'm a twister, I'm a sniper, not a kisser. Run the whole game, we got blisters. Won the whole thing, not for pictures. Be that good, she like mister. Think I fell in love with a stripper.
Moving on, we're taking on Amnesia, another song by Zemir, and of course this happens to be one of those promotional songs for the project. It's also really quite exciting. I love the melodies. I love the fact that it's not so far away, or it's not very remote from the already established project, which is Love Hurts, and you know, an extension of his previous, you know, EP 4 years ago. So this is absolutely right on track, especially being that, you know, it also does sort of set the tone for the project as well. Now we'll check it out when we come back. It's time for me to wrap up Album Watch here. It's been fun chat with you guys, letting you guys know what Zemir is catching up to here on Africa Very Special Album Watch. Check it out, we'll be right back. Enjoy.
Album Watch. Drop it.
She won't feel shit, and she said she filthy rich. Told her when you sucking on my dick, but it turned to a filthy bitch.
Is she nasty, bitch?
She a legend. Baby, I won't forget you. I'm niche. Baby, I won't forget you. I'm niche. Baby, I won't forget you. I'm niche. Baby, I won't forget you. She a legend. I need you.
howdy do, and it's been so fun hanging out with you guys. Every single one of you was a major part of the show. Thank you so much for doing this with me. Now, don't forget, this is a wrap-up of your favorite editorial show, Africa Very Special. My name is Roshina, and it's been an honor doing this with you. You know, fun-packed, I could call it edge-of-the-seat action, yeah. Music collection. It's been a great, great compilation of sounds and rhythm across Africa, the sub-Saharan African, you know, I mean, kicking up into every sub-genre possible. Went from South Africa to North Africa, East and West. And of course, it's been a pleasure, you know, bringing all that sound and all that magic to your screens. And of course, we're signing out to Africa Very Special. We'll see you in another season. But for now, Nakapenda to every single person who's making amazing, amazing melodies, you know, in Africa and of course in diaspora. Don't forget, you can still catch bits of the show when you head on to Popping by Pop Central, where there'll be conversations and dialogue that we've had here on the show. Don't forget, you can find us on our social media at This Is Pop Central. And maybe even get some nuggets on YouTube as well, Pop Central TV. My name is Roshina from Accounting. If you've enjoyed my presentation and you love how I channeled and conveyed all of those, you know, beautiful memories of sound to you from the comfort of your home. And of course, I want to say keep doing it, because we are here on Africa Very Special, documenting the sound of tomorrow today. To every single person who's tweeted or said something in my DMs, or, you know, whispered a little bit and say, you know what, hey, check this guy out, he's really good. I want to say thank you for being a part of the moment. And of course, we'll see you in another season where the conversation is bigger, live, and of course, more futuristic. Thank you so much. Africa Very Special, signing out.